Let me be honest. Back in the day, I had to go to Chicago to see my music. We had to go to Europe to be validated. We were preps holding up our high school clubs. Back then, rec centers turned into after-hour gay bars. Dudes would roll their coffins anywhere they'd let them play. Social clubs, supermarkets. As long as we could drop tracks, we dropped them big black boxes and show the world our speakers and turntables. And the people would breakdance. That was before NWA. Techno was Detroit's response to Germany. We turned Tour de France into a breakbeat. We took Kraftwerk and mixed it with the breath of the machine. Canadians tried to come over here and take our style, but whatever they pushed out their studios just wasn't right. It had no funk. Detroit found a way to add a break in the breath. Then computers had all kind of regular kids thinking they could be creative, and now we got all kind of DJ Noodlefinger wannabes dropping that booty like it's hot with no liner notes, no album art. No live venues, no radio personality pledging by your new hook. No way to know where you stole it from. You can hear us in French techno, dubstep, and Nicki Minaj, and K-pop, and Afrobeat. Kanye say he even got his sound from us, and still folks stumbling around the hood talking about we got no legacy. I couldn't see myself until someone from outside told me how I looked. Until they put my picture in the paper, my mother thought I was selling drugs. I was always gone, always came home with new clothes. My friends thought I was a nobody, but they heard my shit on the radio. They just didn't know who it was. I ain't got no computer class. I worked 3 jobs and still stole clothes from Eastland Mall, so I flew. I got on the plane, a nobody, got off in Japan, and I'm a somebody, a superstar. Came home and my boy still said, fuck that nigga. I had a gold record and a beat up Toyota that damn near wouldn't start. It's hard to be people in Detroit thinking on another level. No matter how much foreign dirt I kick, I still got home running through me. This music passion is one of the few things that make me. Nothing else works. Nothing else put me on the other side of the planet. Not the army. Not some woman. Not some rich man. Me. My music. My machines.